Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Child welfare workers in Massachusetts have been attempting to drum home a message that they are overloaded with cases of alleged abuse and they can't keep up.
The contract for the investigators under the Department of Children and Families requires that child welfare workers handle no more than 12 cases per month, but some are now juggling over 30.
More problems surfaced this past weekend. In Fitchburg, a two-week-old baby girl died not long after she was brought to the hospital. Her family was being monitored by the Department of Children and Families.
And in an unrelated case, it's come to light that a crucial fax that police in Grafton sent to DCF went missing for 6 days. The fax contained police concerns about possible harm to a four-month-old baby boy. The child later died.
This all comes after a body was found off Interstate I-90, make that I-90 in Sterling, that was identified 2 weeks ago as the Fitchburg boy Jeremiah Oliver, who went missing last year while his family was being monitored by DCF. These and other incidents have prompted new calls today for the commissioner of the Department of Children and Families, Olga Roche, to resign. One of those calls came from the Senate President Therese Murray this afternoon, and another came from House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Here he is speaking to reporters this morning outside his office.
These are major incidents. We have children that are dying at this point. Okay, I know that everyone has a tough job, and I greatly appreciate the work that they do each and every day. And we have children dying because someone not checking a fax or someone who's not writing proper reports. That's a different situation.
That's Robert DeLeo earlier today. Joining us now for an update on the Department of Children and Families is Maria Mosaitis. She is the chair of the Children's League of Massachusetts and executive director of the Cambridge Family and Children's Service. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
We'd like you first to take a listen to Governor Deval Patrick's comment today when he was asked if he would like to see the Department of Children and Families Commissioner Olga Roche resign.
I think the question is, how do we get to the solution? And I'm not confident that that is an adequate solution. But she has some questions to answer for me.
So there he is, not standing quite four square behind the commissioner, but also not asking for her resignation either. Do you think, Maria, that it would help the current situation if the commissioner moved out and let somebody else move in?
I think that that's a really difficult question to answer. We were all very excited when Olga was appointed commissioner because we felt that she had the experience to lead the department. But I think it's very clear that in order to be effective as the commissioner of the Department of Children and Families, which, as we all know, is the worst job in state government, you need the support of the legislator, you need the support of the governor, and you need the support of your employees in order to be an effective leader. And we certainly felt at the Children's League that Olga had the requisite field experience to be able to lead the department. And I think it is unfortunate that in this current circumstance, with a series of tragic events that have occurred in a relatively short period of time, that she's being held responsible for, I think, cuts to the infrastructure of the department that have gone on for over a decade.
So that means that if she were to step down, and according to these calls now, that someone else would have the worst job in state government.
Someone else would have the worst job in state government that really doesn't come to the table, I think, with the experience that the current commissioner does.
Well, let me ask you, what is at the root of these problems, though? Because we're hearing such things as this fax that was sent by Grafton Police to the department itself. The fax went missing for 6 days. There's something fundamentally wrong when it comes to an urgent situation being called to the attention of the department by fax in the first place.
You have to imagine that the department's IT infrastructure dates back to the 1990s. There have been relatively little investment. So the rest of us, when a fax comes in, it automatically gets transferred to email. When a voicemail comes in, it automatically gets translated to your cell phone. The department has none of those. None of that capacity is available.
So also, it's a matter of protocol, too, though, isn't it?
It's a matter of protocol. And obviously, this is a situation in which, for whatever reason, that fax did not go into the hands of the right person. But again, we have argued about the fact that when you're dealing with Child Protective Services, we need to have a healthy redundancy so that there's people available who can check the people who are supposed to do it right in the first place. And clearly, the department does not have those resources.
This is, I want you to listen also to something that Speaker DeLeo said today about the recent events at DCF. He said, and I want your reaction to this, Maria, that they are not related to funding issues.
Quite frankly, these incidents that we're talking about today have nothing to do with money. Checking of facts has nothing to do with money. Putting on a report that you saw a child and you didn't see the child has nothing to do with money.
Do you think that's true?
I disagree. I respectfully disagree with the speaker. $140 million has been removed from the department's budget. I think there has been a difficulty resulting from the major restructuring where there was a combination of regional and area offices so that those local relationships are not there and are not being sustained. I think that the fact that there's not what I would say, not extra staff, but floating staff, staff who can come in when someone's on vacation, staff that you can assign when caseloads go bump up for whatever reason. The department has been operating at a bare bones level, and the infrastructure, both in terms of the regional and area structure, but also the supervisory structure and the quality assurance structure, has been virtually eliminated because of the lack of funding. And the priority has been to continue to provide frontline staff. And as we know, even those frontline staff have caseloads in excess of what we would want. But I think on this case, it doesn't do any good to have a line worker if you don't have supervisors who can do that quality assurance function.
Okay. And we'll find out if these deaths are enough to change the situation in the days and weeks to come. Thank you. Maria Mosaitis, chair of the Children's League of Massachusetts and executive director of the Cambridge Family and Children's Service. Thanks again.